Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Atlanta Hawks and the San Antonio Spurs. Atlanta comes in with a record of 35-35. San Antonio is 18-52 on the year. Over their last 10, Atlanta 5-5, and well, they have a record of 35-35. Atlanta, that is, and San Antonio 18-52. Over their last 10, Atlanta is 5-5. Won their last game. San Antonio, over that span 4-6, has lost two straight. Here are the numbers. Atlanta averages 117.4 per game and gives up 117.5. San Antonio, meanwhile, scores 112.6 and surrenders 122.1. Turnovers, 12.3 per game by the Hawks, 15 per night by the Spurs. San Antonio, 46.8% from the field, 48.2% for Atlanta. Atlanta, 35.3% from three-point range. San Antonio, slightly less at 34.5. Free throw shooting, 74.4% for the Spurs, 81.8% for the Hawks. Atlanta, 33 points per game from its bench, 42.5 from the second squad of the Spurs. The Hawks won the first meeting of these two clubs, 125-106. The Spurs are at home here. Atlanta's healthy on the road, while Doug McDermott and Kem Birch are both doubtful for San Antonio. As for a prediction in this one, I have a feeling the Spurs are going to get a rare win here. I don't know why I think that, but it's just one of those gut feelings. I'm going to go with San Antonio tonight at home. I just think Atlanta is one of these teams that every once in a while produces a stinker. I mean, they're 35-35 for a reason. They're not that good. Spurs are, of course, objectively awful, but I just feel like they're going to get a win tonight. They have 18 of them, so it has happened a few times. So I'm going to go for win number 19 tonight, San Antonio for the W at home. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Hawks and Spurs. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the NBA now with a betting preview between the Atlanta Hawks and the San Antonio Spurs. The lines opened up in this game with the Hawks being 9-point favorites, but it's gone up a half point now, so the Hawks are favored by 9.5 going into this game Sunday afternoon, and the over-under is at 244. Hawks coming in even 500 on the season. They're 35-35, 31-39 against the spread, 40 overs, 30 unders. They're 16-20 on the road. Obviously, they're not a great road team. You want to do the best you can, though, to get to 500. They're only a couple games off the pace. They're obviously right in the middle of getting in a play-in spot. They could try to force their way into maybe getting out of that play-in territory, getting to the sixth seed. Looks a little bit more unlikely as the time goes along. But the Hawks, obviously, they have a lot more overs because when you have a team of Trae Young, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of overs. They're a very exciting team to watch. In the last couple of months, they've actually been playing more like the Hawks that we saw last year and 2 years ago. But the Hawks, they have lost two out of their last three games overall and against the spread. Two overs in that time. But they're coming off of a win at home against the Warriors yesterday. It was a nice, solid win for them. Especially because it was a home win for the Hawks. And they need to win every single game they can. Because like I mentioned, they're fighting to not have to deal with the play-in. Now, the Spurs, on the other hand, they're one of the worst teams in the NBA. They're 18-52, 29-41 against the spread, 41 overs, 28 unders, one push. They're 12-25 at home this season, so out of their 18 wins, 12 of them are at home. And the Spurs, they've lost three of their last four games. They're 2-2 against the spread in that time. But here's something. The Spurs, six of their last seven games, the over has hit. So they're getting a lot of overs because they can score about 110 points, but they give up like 120 points a game. It's kind of ridiculous. But Popovich did say, like, don't bet on us to do anything because we're not that good. And I'm going to lay the 9 with the Hawks. I don't necessarily love this game. It's just kind of like if you had to pick one. Because I don't trust the Hawks at all to cover a 9-point spread. But I also don't trust the Spurs to get a backdoor cover at 9.5. Like, I can't trust the Spurs and I can't trust the Hawks. But one thing I do know is I think the over is going to hit in this game. For more NFL, NBA, and NHL game and betting previews out of the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Wolga with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Atlanta Hawks and the San Antonio Spurs.